Hey, Ilion, what if we watched a movie about a dog that plays soccer? Like a soccer dog, you know? Just a real dog playing soccer. Yeah?
I know where you're going with this, and I want to join in on the joke, but also fuck you for picking Air Bud World.
Okay, what if I told you I stole this VHS tape and it will constantly remind me of that fact?
Okay, that's a pretty good reason to do it.
Okay, welcome to the podcast.
Dogs, they're coming. They're coming your way. They'll be here soon.
Everyone's sports hero is back, and it's a whole new ball game. With special appearances by women's soccer world champions Brianna Scurry, Tisha Venturini, and Brandi Chastain. Air Bud, World Pup.
This is Rough Cuts. We're a podcast where we watch movies with dogs in them and then rate the dogs at the end because we've lost control of our lives.
This has been 3 years. Or, no, it's
five.
Been,
oh it's God. Been like 5 years.
Oh God, it has been, hasn't it?
A significant amount of my life has been spent on this atrocity.
Didn't have to be this way. You picked this one. I hopped on, and like normally we spend a minute or two where you're like deciding what movie we need to watch, and we like go over all of the list and we kind of talk back and forth. No. This time I joined in and you're like, oh, I'm already streaming something. I hooked up my VHS player, and I'm like, oh, no. And then you're like, it's Air Bud. I'm like, no, why?
No.
We don't have to do more Air Bud. We've done almost the entirety of the Air Bud series. We're getting really close.
We're getting close, yeah.
We did Golden Receiver. We did Spike's Back. My cat is on the mic.
Your cat is being
a
good boy.
Hi. Yeah. He's being a real good boy, rubbing on the mic. We did Air Bud, Spike's Back. I guess actually, God, that's, oh my God, that's only 3 out of 5.
Of Air Bud movies, we've done a good number of the Air Buddies.
Yes,
we've
but
done
even then,
one
we've
of the
done...
Santa Paws, and we've even gone into the MVP realm, which is pretty far into the Air Bud franchise.
That's
I'd
pretty
say.
Far. And also all of the Pup Star, which is...
Also Pup Star, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, even for the Buddies movies, we've done... Super, did we do Treasure Buddies? We didn't do Treasure Buddies.
We haven't done Treasure
Buddies
yet.
Okay.
No.
So, did Super Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Santa Buddies,
Space
Buddies?
Yeah.
That's only 4 out of 7. We're barely over half all of these.
That's true. There's Snow
Jesus
Buddies too. We
Christ.
Haven't done Snow Buddies. Yeah.
We haven't done, no, we didn't do Snow Buddies. We didn't do Air Buddies. We haven't done Treasure Buddies.
No.
Those are the three that we're missing.
War Crime
Buddies.
We haven't done War Crime Buddies.
No War Crime Buddies.
Yeah. We did learn some deep Buddies lore this episode, though. That there is a long-lost sixth buddy.
God, there is a secret sixth buddy.
Which, I don't know how to feel about that.
Horrible. Horrible is the way to feel about that.
What happened to the sixth buddy? Where did it go? We know where
it went.
We
don't talk about it. We don't talk about the sixth buddy. Don't talk about the sixth buddy.
We do know what happened to the sixth buddy, but they never bring it up.
But no one else needs to know. We don't ever need to let anyone else know. This is our secret. No one else has seen this movie, boys. Nobody on the planet has watched Air Bud World Pup.
The tape kept telling me, if I make a copy of this, Walt Disney will rise from the grave and twist my balls off.
Yes, correct. And
is
that's
that
why no one else has watched it. Yes! You got the one copy. That's the only one.
Is this a cursed tape?
Yes!
Is this like The Ring? We're gonna...
No, it's exactly the opposite, because you can't share it. Otherwise, Walt Disney rises from the grave and rips your balls off.
Did Walt Disney figure out that I don't have to copy protect this? I can just stream it?
Walt Disney is going to come out of the fucking well now, and he's going to go after your nuts. You don't even know. You showed it to me. You're in trouble.
That might be true. That might be accurate as to what has happened today on Rough
Cuts. That's why they froze him and put him at the bottom of that well. It's specifically so he can go after people that watch Air Bud World Pup.
This is... It's such a nothing movie.
You can see, you notice we haven't talked about the movie yet. There's
a
reason.
It's such a nothing movie. So, the promo tape doesn't have the runtime of the film on the back, but it does have important sales information.
I would love to hear that.
Here's an opportunity for me to talk about
more important than the movie.
Demo tapes. Because we haven't been able to talk about that on the podcast. So, back in the forever time, you know, in the way, way long past, there was a thing called a video store where you would
rent, go online and then type it in and then you'd...
Yeah, you'd try to find which Pokemon you want to watch, and you go to Hulu, and it's not on Hulu, so you go to Netflix, but it's not on Netflix. And then you'd go to, you know, like, Vudu, and you're like, it's not on Vudu. Where do I watch this show? Yeah. No, you would just walk into a store.
Yeah, you'd put on your VR goggles and then go to it?
No, it's like a... Have you bought clothes before? Yeah, I order them all the time online.
Amazon. Yeah. Order them online.
No, goddamn.
They come in.
But you would walk into a store. They would have VHS tapes on the wall with the cover art, and you would see the art.
Hot damn. That's Arkham Asylum.
Asylum is what you're saying.
My brain went to Arkham
that's
Asylum.
That's real Batman energy.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but I'm like, that's the Asylum's whole, reason for starting is that they would make, like, the fake movie cover that looked almost identical to
and put it on the shelf. Yeah.
And put it on the shelf so they could fool grandma.
So, when you worked at a video store... You had to know what was coming up, because the only way...
Yes.
How did you know what movies were coming out? You had to call a phone number to your cinema and go through the line. But what if the movie you care about is, like, 7 films deep? Guess what? You're listening to all 7 movies until it gets to that one to figure out what time it is and if it's even out and if it's something you might be interested in.
Well, and why you'd want to stock it, and, like, how many copies you'd want. Like, so, I've got to imagine, like, if you've got, like, a... Like, Blockbuster probably did that corporately, but there was a lot of, like, mom-and-pop rental shops and stuff, too, so...
So what the big companies would do is they would send the rental store a copy of the movie, and then they would assign their employees to watch the film.
Yes.
As, like, a homework assignment. And I assume they did it
this
off
one is
the
a
clock.
Work assignment. This is a work assignment
so,
for this one.
So you had to sit down and watch this movie, trying to absorb as much information as possible, so that when a customer asked about what their kid would want to watch when it's coming out, you'd be like, "Oh, have you heard about Air Bud World Pup? It's from the directors of Air Bud, starring Air Bud and that kid from Air Bud."
It's a Disney movie.
Yep. So you could do all the talking points. And
also so that you could decide how many copies you would want for your store.
Yeah, so...
Which is
like
you'd watch
good?
This one. Yeah, so you'd sit down and you'd watch this and you'd go... One.
Well, I mean, the idea of somebody sitting down, turning on a VCR, and watching a movie as an assignment they'd have to write notes about and then talk about later is really stupid. Right?
Yeah,
like,
it's
who
very
would,
dumb. Yeah,
who
would
want to do
that
for, like... Very
for an
minimal
Air Bud
pay.
World Pup. Yeah, for no pay, for almost no pay at all, for like this total garbage franchise that's like 7 deep that you know got a theatrical release in the Philippines only.
Only, yeah.
Like,
you have to be really
you know it's
going to
be
that,
trash.
Right? Like,
who would do it?
So most of these demo tapes got thrown out. Or their employees took them home and kept them.
And then
them.
Sold them for the great, great profit of 50 cents.
20 years later.
Yeah. Maybe, the savvy maybe investor less. knows what to invest in, boys. Those Air Bud stocks, they're going to go up any time. Just you wait.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
But it does make me think, like, if I'm a rental store employee, one of the perks is I get to take movies home a month before they come out, right? And so that is a perk.
That's
like when I
sometimes.
Worked, when I worked at Nintendo, I was able to buy video games a week or two before they released and play them. So, I mean, there is that. It's just when you're being assigned it as a thing you have to talk about on, let's say, a podcast against your will.
then you sit here and you talk about rental stores for the first 10 minutes because there's no way that you could make up any information about Air Bud World Pup that could take up a podcast length of time.
Are you saying I'm double spacing the podcast right now? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying we're both double spacing the podcast because what the fuck did we talk about with this movie? We did, like, a million years ago, one of our very, very first ones, like, I think it was, like, our third episode, right, was Air Bud Spikes Back.
We did Air Bud 5, like, third like, or fourth. It was really early.
Yeah, it was stupid early. And so, I mean, I guess that maybe I don't remember it well enough.
No, that movie was boring. Yeah, there was...
Yeah, oh, no, I know, but what I was going to say is that this one's worse.
So, Air Bud 5... had the problem of nothing happening and a moderately interesting plot of villains stealing a MacGuffin from, like, a Mission Impossible bank.
Yeah, right? They were stealing a diamond, and we had it was literally Wolverine in the Blob.
What you don't remember is that it was 45 minutes of recycled volleyball footage where they showed the same footage multiple times.
Well, and then they had to go back and realize they didn't have enough footage. And so what they did is they green screened, because they didn't have any time to go to the beach anymore. So they green screened them doing it there. Yeah, it was episode 3. God damn.
And that, like, 15 minutes of Mission Impossible was probably better than this whole 90-minute movie. Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was there was way more that happened in that. I mean, Air Bud spikes a ball through the second floor window and nails a child in the face. I remember that. That was good. There's nothing like that in this. There's not even a single moment.
I was going to read the back of this. So, from the creators of Air Bud and Air Bud 2 comes Air Bud 3. With over 4.5 million videos sold to date, you too can get in on those 4.5 million videos. Mm-hmm. Starring Kevin Zegers. You might have heard of him from Air Bud and Air Bud 2.
We've tricked and depressed so many children with these movies. That's what I read from the million sales.
Also starring Brandi Chastain, Brianna Scurry, and Tisha Venturini. From the U.S. women's soccer team.
All names we know and love.
Buddy and Soccer, a top combo with kids. It has built-in awareness from the top-rated family franchise. Kids know who Air Bud is. That's why they'll buy this even if it sucks.
That's... I mean, they're not wrong. Like, that's... That is the reason. Like, that's the thing. And they're not wrong.
National marketing. So it has a massive marketing campaign, including TV, radio, print, and internet ads. Star. And if I go to the star on the box, because they had to put an addendum to that.
Mm-hmm.
Media plan may change. We might not actually advertise this fucking
thing. We may not advertise. Oh my god. That's pretty shit. That's pretty shit.
We might not actually do that if the screeners don't go well.
if we look at this and we go, oh my god, where should we release this theatrically? And they go, nowhere. Wait, maybe the Philippines. And why the Philippines?
Why the Philippines? Maybe they love Air Bud out there. I don't know. But here's the real kicker, and this is the reason this exists.
That's really... I just realized how insulting that is to the Philippines boys. It is. How dare you say that to them?
The Philippines love Air Bud. You take that back.
Wow.
So, here's the reason this exists. This movie exists. Holiday release timing. Perfect for gift givers and wish listers.
Yeah. Get grandma to get tricked with this. She'll give it to an 8-year-old and then they'll cry.
This is just a throw it out on VHS during the holiday season movie. 2000. This is the most 90s 2000 movie.
Yes. This is... So, I said this eventually about, like, 3/4 of the way through this. Yeah. I was so done with this. But, I mean, even before that. But it was very... It's extremely a Disney Channel movie. Like, it's a 90 Disney's Channel movie. And in the worst ways... Like, there are some Disney Channel things that are pretty good. And then there's a lot of Disney Channel stuff that is, like, the most sanitized, sanded down garbage possible. And that's this. In that, like, oh, we have teens and they're going to have a party. Okay, well, they're going to do it and the parents are going to be there. and they're gonna have like juice punch and a bubble machine. Because that's machine. How 17 and 18 year olds party.
And they're gonna make drinks, but the drink is Pepsi and
right, like, yeah, it's
boring.
Everything that could have any tension in it at all, they're like, yeah, but you know, there is some Midwestern mom somewhere that will find that slightly offensive, so we can't mention any of it. Like, it's
about family values, is what you're telling me. Like, Christian, white, middle American family values.
Every minority character is either a villain or a helper.
Oh, God, like, yeah.
It's, yeah. Every person lives in, like, a white picket fence, you know, gated community ass fucking place. They're all, even if they're poor or whatever in these kinds of movies, they're always in, like, again, a white picket fence home that they own. It's always mom and dad, two kids. Maybe they've had, like, a parent die and they're getting remarried, but, like, it's always, it's so, it's this sanitized, like, absurd view of America that just exists only in their minds.
It's also extremely heteronormative. Everybody has to have somebody they're dating. Even the dog has to fall in romantic love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be an American flag in every third scene. Like, it's absurd the fantasy world that these things inhabit, and it's so goddamn sanitized, and it's honestly pretty despicable when you look at it.
It's engineered specifically to appeal to a very specific soccer mom.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah.
Like I said, it's the white suburbanite Christian, like, wasp family that you, it's like, okay, every family has to be exactly this cookie cutter perfect thing that I want my family to be, and that's the only thing that's allowed to be shown on screen. And because of that, there is zero plot, zero tension, conflict, zero anything. There's just nothing at all happens in this movie.
There's a lot of things that are frustrating too. Like, the movie is about a high school, well, it's not about a high school soccer team. It's not about anything. But there is a high school soccer team.
There is a high school soccer team.
And they're like, our soccer team needs players. They'll accept anyone, even boys, because it's a girls' soccer team, but it's a boys' soccer team. And I guess they're in a boys' soccer league. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, because then they get mad that a girl's on the team at one point.
But it was a girls' team first, so I don't...
Yeah.
It doesn't
make
sense.
The movie does not care about its own continuity. Swaps. It doesn't care.
So,
it doesn't care.
So it's a mixed team, though. And a dog. Yes.
And a dog.
And there's the girl who's the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm. Because she's English, you see.
She's English, so she knows footy.
She knows about footy.
Yeah, that's why. Us Americans don't know anything about soccer.
Which they hammer home with a bunch of jokes.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, God, what sort of uninteresting asshole do you have to be to write this? Wait, who's the writer? Let me look it up.
Let's insult them directly. I don't disagree with you. We should insult them directly. There's three of them. Robert Vince, Ann Vince, and Mike Whitting is the people that have been...
Well, what sort
credited
of
for this?
Uninteresting asshole do you have to be to write this movie?
Well,
oh, it's the
one
buddies
of them
writer.
Is the person
sense.
That, yeah, yeah, I was going to say, it's the man and wife that wrote MVP, Air Bud World Pup, MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate, Air Bud 7th Inning Fetch, Spy Mate, Air Bud Spikes Back, Chestnut Hero, Central Park, Air Buddy, Snow Buddy, Space Buddy, Santa Buddies, Search for Panda, Santa Paws, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, Santa Paws,
just
Santa Paws, Super Buddies.
All the Air Bud movie writers.
Pup Star 2,
they,
Better Together.
Them all. How did they make Spooky Buddies?
They did everything except for the early ones.
They did not do the first two
Air Buds. Yeah.
When they descended upon the movie like vultures.
Yeah, when they started picking apart the corpse of the Air Buddy franchise. Yes.
Right. How yeah, the fuck did they make Spooky Buddies? Every time we watch one of these, I'm like, how'd they make a good movie? What happened?
I don't... They... Spooky Buddies? We thought, like, for a little while, we were like, you know what? Man, maybe, like, the Buddies movies aren't bad. Because that was, like, the second one that we watched,
yeah,
right?
It was really early, first, yeah.
It was, like, really, really early in the Buddies franchise. And we're like, you know what? Maybe they've, like, done, like, some half-decent ones. Like, maybe these are all right? And now it's like, no. That's just like a pure fucking...
Just, like, they stumbled into it.
Yeah, they stumble-fucked his way into a half-decent movie at one point, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. There's no way that he could ever do it again. It was this perfect storm, because, man, all the others are unbelievable.
Like, so this movie is very basic. It's... dog meets girl dog, boy meets girl, and they all get together, I guess, in their own little groups, and then that's it. And then the game, remember the sports? There's sports.
Yeah, and then there was sports. So, okay, so you mentioned, like, okay, the girl comes from England, mm-hmm. and she's hot.
She's exotic and different, yeah.
She's exotic and different, so everybody wants to date her. Including our main character, Josh Fram, who is the boy from all of the Air Bud movies before this. All two previous ones. And they join the soccer team to, like, be with her.
Well, it's because he's stalking her.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be cute.
It's cute. Again, it's that style of Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Boys stalking women. That's just normal. That's just the thing that people
do. The whole beginning of the movie is just him literally following her around after seeing her at a kid's soccer practice, because she's the teacher, the coach.
She's the coach.
For the girls, like, which, kids soccer team.
But she's, like, 16. It doesn't make any sense.
And she's also in high school. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, like, but she's also in high school. And... he wants to get with her, as does everybody, so correct. He joins the soccer team. That's all the tension so far. Then we get, like, a scene. This was where I was like, oh no, we're doing this for this movie. Because there's nothing that's happened. Like, it's just, okay, he's joined the soccer team, and him and his friends are like, we should really get with that girl, she's cute. And then the coach goes, oh no, we're missing a member for the team. What'll we do? And he goes, oh, my dog plays soccer. And he goes, that's cool. Let's get the dog on the team.
Oh, my God. That's Air Bud. Yo, that's Air Bud from the franchise.
Oh, we should just do that.
Oh, my God,
then.
That's Air Bud.
We'll just put him on the team then. And they just do it. And that's 30 seconds of conversation. And I asked you at that point, I said, okay, we just had, like, basically the climactic thing in the other movies
where the dog has to show up and save them,
where the dog has to save them because there's a tension to the team winning. Because why do we care that the team wins or has enough players?
Well, it's because if I make a copy of this tape, Disney will
you will go to jail. Walt Disney will fucking murder your ass. Yes, because he will bury you in a shallow grave.
That was the tension and constant threat throughout this film.
But, like, there's no reason. The only reason that we care about the team is that he wants to date a girl on the team. But that has nothing to do with them winning, even. It's just he wants to date her. So even if you cared about that, which, why? Who cares? But then they go, oh, okay, well, we'll just let the dog on the team. And that's how they solve it. They just say, oh, yeah, we should be able to do that. No problem. That's 25 minutes into the fucking runtime.
And even when they let the dog on, they all know Air Bud. Everybody knows Air Bud in the world. And everybody's like, oh, that's Air Bud. He's so good at sports. Except for the one guy on their team who's like, no, Air Bud can't play soccer. Show
Air Bud's a fucking loser.
And then Air Bud does it, and he's like, okay, Air Bud is a dog that plays sports. You're right.
And again, that's... okay. There's, again, the problem, because you just described an entire scene. We're not talking about, like, this is...
It's not an arc.
It's not an arc over 20 minutes or something. That is like a 10-second scene where the kid goes, man, I don't know that we should let the dog on the team. And then the dog scores a goal while he's saying that. And he goes, never mind, guess we're letting the dog on the team. Anyways, that arc's done. No tension here.
I don't even know if this movie has a villain, technically. I'll be honest. The villain they introduce, I don't even think is a villain.
It's they just, introduce a
it's
couple
It's just a
villains.
Thing that happens in the film. Yeah, because there's the other team's coach.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a villain because he doesn't want a dog playing on the soccer team or girls. They're
or
the
girls.
Same level.
Same level, yeah.
Great.
That kind of behavior and like the idea that those are in the same sentence and equivocated and nobody makes any mention of it is exactly that talk that I had about like this is the Wasp, like,
yeah,
Christian
yeah.
Disney Channel movie, and, right? Like,
well,
this
even,
low-level misogyny through the whole thing.
There's this low-level misogyny, but they're also trying to push, like, look at the women's sports team. You, too, can be cool and popular and good at sports like this team. So, like, it's almost like spitting in the face of the actual athletes they brought into the film.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, part of that, I'm gonna be honest, and this sucks. I would say that there's no small part of that is that the men's teams wouldn't have shown up for Air Bud.
Air Bud? I would have showed up to pet a dog.
I know,
but
I'm just...
They were on screen for maybe 4 minutes.
But think about, like, how budget these titles are. Like, they...
Well,
and
the
women's teams and stuff get, like, no pay.
The men's sports team is also, like, 20th in the league. Nobody gives a shit.
No, so, and the women's team is actually good in the World Cup. But at the same time, like... We looked at a lot of the stats for World Cup stuff this, just out of curiosity, we were so bored. To give you an idea, the women's, like, team in the U.S. makes literally less than 1% of the viewership that the men's team does.
Ugh.
So, like, that's what I mean. Is like, I'm not saying that that's right, but I'm saying that I wouldn't be surprised that it's like, well, you'd have to actually pay to get the men's team to come out, whereas you can give the women a pittance. Because they did the same thing with the volleyball one, too, as they got the women's team.
They did. For the last, like, 4 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Like, my guess is that it's, like, these are the budget kind of sports stars that we can get for these movies.
Oh, no. I just had a terrible idea. They don't give a shit about the women's team.
No.
Or the athletes, or anybody.
Definitely not.
They just wanted a sponsorship with the women's team, so they could say the Air Bud sponsored whatever.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I'm sure that's
And then
part of
it was
too,
just
yeah.
a big marketing advertising campaign that loosely is related to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it, yeah. Ugh. That definitely seems like it would be reasonable. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I see why they would do that. I'm not saying, again, not
yeah.
that it's good... Just that, yeah, no, that totally checks out. And honestly, for both sides, it checks out because,
it
like,
does, yeah.
The women's team needs whatever they can do for marketing because they don't get any from anybody, which is part of the problem.
The team sucks until they get a dog and a girl. And then they're both great. And I'm sure the girl player will get all the recognition by the end of this. So, considering how much emphasis they have on the U.S. women's soccer team in this movie, and she won't just be delegated to sitting at home watching the boy who does nothing on television. I'm sure that won't happen.
Yeah, it'll definitely not then put the dog over the girl on the
on the team. Yeah,
on the
women's
at the
US soccer
women's
team.
World Cup final.
Yeah,
it'll definitely not do that. We
got the best player on the team. That's right, the dog, not the girl.
All right, let's throw in the special dog.
Fucking
not even the girl dog.
There's
that he,
also the
you know,
girl
falls
dog.
In love
yeah,
with.
Molly. Molly. The
nope. They literally just put Air Bud in.
So anyway,
the final
Air Bud finds a dog, a girl dog. You know she's a girl dog because every time Air Bud looks at her, romantic music plays, like 70s porn music.
And she has a pink collar.
And she has a pink collar, so she knows she's
it's
a girl.
That kind of movie. So, I'm really surprised they didn't give her a bow.
They didn't.
Normally
other
they do that.
They didn't. Other
I know.
Movies.
That's what I'm saying. Is they normally do that? Yeah.
Yeah. So then Air Bud breaks out of his house, his suburban mansion every night to go to Molly's suburban actual literal mansion.
Much bigger mansion, yes.
And so that he can stoop the dog, the other dog, every night. And they leave every night to bone. And because she's a rich dog.
And there's a whole tense sequence of the kids finding out about this. The two daughters of... God, who were those kids even? One of them is his younger sister, right?
And the other one was... Yeah, and like a neighbor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't even... They don't introduce or care about any of these characters.
Does this movie care about any of the women in it?
This movie doesn't care about any characters at all. This movie doesn't care about any characters at all.
This movie cares so little about characters, it introduces new characters to do things that current characters could have done.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so they even have, like, a little scene where the two girls go out and, like, follow Air Bud because he's a naughty dog. What? They don't...
Because he's having sex with the other dog.
I guess. Yeah. But, like, they find him digging underneath the big brick wall fence that they have around their suburban mansion. The gated brick wall
around their mansion to keep the pores out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then digging under the other bigger brick wall that the bigger mansion has to go and fuck this other dog. And so then they have to, like, hide in the lawn while they watch the...
But this is also the same time as the high school bubble party.
The high school bubble party was so fucking good.
Where the dad just wanders around offering them tea, I guess.
Yes! What the fuck? Like, that was the thing, is I was watching this and I'm going, oh, okay, well, we're gonna get, like, a bit of the my parents aren't home. Oh, the dog's causing problems. What am I going to explain to my parents? I can't tell them that I had a party in the house.
No.
We don't even, like, that's not a good scene. That's so rote and sad, but at least it's a thing happening. This one, you're thinking that's going to happen, but then the dad just walks into the scene. He's like, are all the kids having fun? It seems like it's a good party. And there's like just a bubble machine going on constantly as they all sip tea.
It's like if Animal House or Revenge of the Nerds party scenes were like celery sticks with raisins. And juice.
And everybody, this is the party that for the first... 40 minutes now of the movie, everybody's been like, wow, I hope I go to that party.
They're like interrupting the soccer match to talk about the party.
Because it's going to be such a rager. We're going to eat celery sticks and have Pepsi, and my dad's going to bring us some tea.
My mom said I can stay up until 9. I'm 16.
We're going to have our maid come in and help us out.
Yeah, our minority maid. Great for a rich British family.
Yeah.
Great. Anyways, at some point, the boy who sucks, the 90s boy, He gets a pocket knife
supposedly
from his dad because parents be giving kids pocket knives.
He just says, also, he doesn't just get it. He just says it, right? Doesn't he just say, I got this knife from my dad?
No, his dad shows up and is like, here, take this pocket knife. And the kid's why are you giving me a fucking pocket knife? And then it just cuts to the next scene.
Don't worry. It'll be an important tool for later.
and while he's at the party, he's finding out that there's a whistle on his pocket knife, which is fucking... What?
But it's a dog whistle, so he thinks it does nothing.
And it calls every dog from the county to their parties to crash the party in the least interesting and lowest energy shot way possible.
Yes. And it does no damage to the house, either.
Correct.
Like, the dogs run into the house, run out, and then the scene's over.
You don't want to clean up. They're renting that place for the shooting, right? Like, for shooting the show, the movie. They can't ruin it.
Sure, but they don't even make a plot point of it. Like, oh my god, I can't believe all these dogs came in the house. There's nothing happens from that. It's just shown, and you're like,
everybody just that leaves. Happens? Yeah,
and you're like, wait, why did they even have this?
It's so they could set up later that he needs to use the whistle.
Yep, it's a setup.
It's stupid.
See?
Is what it is.
It's a setup.
That's how, it's a setup, see?
That's how every single plot point, what little there is resolved in this movie, is that they have a dumb fucking scene like this that's totally disconnected and has no tension, and you sit there and go, why was this even in the movie? And then 40 minutes later, there's another totally unrelated scene where he just pulls out the whistle, and it's like, oh, okay, because they needed to explain
like if you're
that
writing,
he had a whistle.
If you're writing a story, you need to set up things that happen later in the plot so that there's a payoff, you see? So what you do is you write the payoff first, and then you just put the thing that happens earlier.
You just put it in. You just slam it in somewhere. Why wouldn't he just have a dog whistle? He owns dogs.
Why,
like, why can't
to
he
be,
just have a dog whistle?
Why does it have to be part of a pocket knife?
Why does it have to be a special, like, magical dog whistle that's given to him by his dad?
Who's also a veterinarian.
Just coincidentally.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the scene that happens before Buddy creams everywhere.
Oh yeah, Buddy does cream all over the place.
He goes to the ice cream shop and just creams the whole store.
He's dog creaming everywhere. There's just dog cream on the walls,
it's in the ceiling. It's
in his hair, in Buddy's hair,
everywhere. Whipped cream. Do not make copies of our dog's cream.
Oh god, that dog creamed all over that ice cream.
Yeah, go on. Oh my god!
Oh man, that dog cream is getting everywhere.
Buddy creams everywhere. Why am I writing this?
Fuck. Buddy just creamed all over the store.
Buddy!
We get a lot of fake dog paw with cream.
So he can give a cream pie.
So he can cream pie the girl dog that he likes, yes. And they can eat it together.
And this does lead to her having puppies later. So
it
I think it's literal. The more I think about it, I'm like, did they do that?
I don't think they did that.
I think they did, though. Honest, yeah. Why did they? Why would the scene be there, then? This movie was trying to sell sex to kids all the time.
That's true. Yeah, that's the other thing about... That's what's really weird about that Disney Channel 90s kind of shit, like that feel of these, is that they're so straight-laced and staid and, like, extremely, like, heteronormative, extremely white, extremely Christian, like, everything's just these nuclear families. But also, at the same time, they're doing that because the entire plots of the movies are just like, hey, kids, you're gonna bang, right? You're gonna bang, right? You're gonna...
Disney,
like,
loves just that shit.
It's constantly, like, there's this, everybody has to have a girlfriend, everybody has to constantly be having, like, dates and going on chaste little kisses and, like, making promise rings to each other and, like, oh, you know, if she really loves you, she'll come back to you. And it's like, dude, these kids are 16. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's... But it's so that they can sell sex to these extremely conservative, weird white parents.
They do.
Appropriate. They do. Because they're gonna get married and have children in 2 years once they graduate.
Arbitrarily, our main character asks the girl soccer player out to a movie, and he takes her to Ninja Bloody Ninja, which sounds like a way better film than what we're watching.
And he wears a motorcycle jacket and shades.
But the shades are, like, round and too tiny for his face, so they look like Matrix glasses or something. And
he looks like he's...
He's got a chain wallet. You can tell he went to Hot Topic the day before.
Oh, right. It's the laziest Hot Topic outfit of all time.
And then he's like, yeah, babe. What up, babe? We gonna watch a scary movie? I love blood and gore. I'm so cool.
Yeah, babe, I'm super hardcore.
And this is just me thinking, like, Disney's like, people can just like gory movies. They can like horror and schlocky B shit. This isn't fucking weird. You don't need to make it weird about it.
But girls don't like that.
Are you like... You can have these films and enjoy them without trying to other people that do. And that's what this movie's doing here, which annoys the shit out of me.
Yep. Yeah, no, like, but again, the people that this movie is targeting think that those movies are absolute filth and unwatchable and nobody could possibly have fun with it. They're only doing it because they're rebelling. Like, that's the whole...
Like, this is the kid that would go home and then watch Air Bud.
Yes.
For entertainment purposes.
For entertainment, unironically, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is the kid whose mom doesn't allow him to watch The Simpsons because it's too violent.
My mom said I could have one Coke before I go to bed.
Yes. That's these houses. That's these. Yeah. That's exactly the people in this movie, and that's who it's marketed to. And so it's... Yeah, nobody could like these movies, and especially not girls.
Especially not girls. Yeah.
So then she's, like, all grossed out because it sounds so violent and nasty, and I just wanted to watch a nice girl movie.
Ugh. So then, arbitrarily, the other coach decides, because he's also part of the conference that handles who can play in the league, coincidentally, that...
Well, the other coach that got introduced 30 seconds before what you're talking
about. Yes, the new coach who's also villain coach, who's not villain coach until he is, and then he isn't.
Yeah, he's villain coach after they play a game and he loses. And then he goes, I'm going to ban that dog.
So then he bans that dog. And for some reason, the coach is like, hey, girl player, get over here. Kick that ball into that goal. 1-0, losers. And then fucking leaves. And like, what the fuck was that?
Yes, that's our hero coach.
What happened?
Our hero coach just says, like, I won the game. No, I'm going home. I won. You can't stop me.
And then it introduces a new character, which is the coach that was in the conference. His son walks out. Is like, hey, you banned that dog? What, you don't think we could win? Are you a fucking loser, Dad? Are you a fucking wimp?
What kind of a pussy are you? We can beat a dog.
And this is enough to have him be like, okay, you're back in the league. So the whole you're out of the league thing was worthless and didn't amount to anything.
5 fucking minutes.
Maybe
and
less.
Again,
maybe less.
And, like you said, the problem was solved not by any of our main characters or any actions that they took, but by them introducing yet another character with no backstory, with no relation to this movie that has never been seen before, who just comes in and solves it by just saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that. And then it's solved.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole... That's all attention. There
it's
you
so
go,
dumb.
Done.
So the dogs have puppies. 6 buddies. 6.
Six.
And you might be thinking...
For people that don't know, hold up. Nobody else knows this except for us. We're talking... I gotta interrupt you because we want to make sure that people get this. There are only 5 buddies in the buddies.
There are five buddies. And this
there
movie
five
introduces...
Buddies, and we have 6.
6 puppies.
There are 6 puppies. So we wanted to make sure that we need you to know that that's important.
And I don't think we watched the 4th movie, so I'm not sure what happened to that.
So we're like, wait, what's going on with
puppy?
The 6th puppy here?
But
hold up.
I don't like the implications.
I love how quickly you caught on to that. You, like, the very first scene that they have the puppies, you went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why are there 6? And I was like, wait, you counted already? What are you doing? You're like, I'm bored. I don't know. Gotta match it up with the Air Bud lore that I know. Fuck, I hate that we know that.
Fuck. So, while all this is happening, there's also dog catchers randomly stalking our 2 dogs, Molly and Buddy, for some reason.
And to say that there are dog catchers stalking these dogs for some reason, what you mean is, 40 minutes ago in the movie, they had a scene with a dog catcher van go past, and he goes, you see those dogs? I'm gonna catch those dogs. And then drive away.
And then
and
forgets
that was
about
the
them. Yeah.
That was the entire scene. That was the only scene that we had the 2 dog catchers in. And then the next scene happens that you're going to talk about where, like, the guy tries to come in, right? Yeah.
Yes, because there's a... One of the dog catchers poses as a very British butler to sneak into the rich person's house. And then and then he steals the keys from the helper, and it's the only
from
thing
the help.
It's the only thing I can call it. That's what it is.
And, yes, I know.
And he
lets
the other guy in, and then they puppy nap all the puppies for some reason, instead of getting the dog they originally wanted, also...
I don't
know why. This is basically also the plot of Air Buddies, I want to point out.
Oh, yeah.
Where they steal the puppies and it's up to Buddy and Molly to get them back. It's literally the same.
But that one at least has an arc to it where they spend a bunch of time solving it.
There's more. And there's like a rich kid that has a point and a reason for wanting to do it.
There's a reason for him wanting to take it and stuff, right? Like there's... Because like he's stolen this dog and the whole time we're going, why are they stealing this dog? Dog catchers don't just steal dogs. And they've...
Not said
anything about it.
The only explanation they give is, oh, that dog catcher got fired. And then when the kids finally meet up with the villains, I guess, the dog catchers, and they're like, why are you even stealing our dogs? What the fuck is the point of any of this?
Yes! ask it in the universe because they don't understand. And we're sitting there going, finally, we'll understand what is going to happen with this.
And what
this is the last, like, 3 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and one of the villains is like, well, I didn't want to take the dogs. He wants to sell them. I just want a puppy.
And that's the reason.
These
villains have all of 5 minutes of screen time through the whole movie.
Yep.
At best.
And I guess they catch them with the dog whistle to get all the dogs in the county to, like,
threaten. Oh, yeah, they also, that's the payoff. Yeah.
Boringly stand there and do nothing.
Yep, they stand there and the one guy goes up the ladder. And as you said, the other henchman guy, who I assumed they wanted him to be a silly henchman, but they didn't have any scenes with them, so there's just nothing.
There's nothing to build on, yeah.
But he's like, oh, I wanted a puppy. And that's important.
That's where they give away the sixth buddy. So there's a phantom buddy in the universe.
There's a secret buddy somewhere in the universe.
At some point in the buddyverse, the buddies learn to talk, which I can only assume the sixth buddy also learned to talk. But we don't know what happens to that buddy.
He's like a Moriarty-esque figure behind the scenes in all the buddies movies, pulling the strings. He's the prince of dog crime, boy.
It could be. They might introduce... They're never making more of these movies. They might introduce...
We could get funding.
The secret... We could write a story about the secret sixth puppet master buddy. And you know what? It would fit in the lore.
It would be lore appropriate because we've watched them all.
So buddy heads like us... Fuck, why did I say that?
Anyways, they rescue Air Bud and then they bring him back to the...
Air Bud
rescues the puppies and then they go back to the soccer game. Which also, the kids themselves, once they rescue the puppies, look at each other and go, oh my god, we forgot about the soccer game!
And the movie which is also hilarious. Forgot about the soccer game.
Just like the movie, we also forgot about the soccer game. Everyone forgets about it.
I have a question. They were playing the soccer game. Yes. In the background, while the kids were getting the puppies. That's Air Bud, the girl, and the boy. And that's three of the players on the team that did not have enough players to start until Buddy joined.
Which is why they had the dog in the first place. Yep.
So they're down three players, but they're playing a full game. So how many players do they have on the field? And how are they letting them do this? Isn't that against the rules?
Also... They have 2 minutes left or something when they finally show up. And the coach goes, oh, finally we've got a game. Which is amazing. And then also, soccer is like the lowest scoring sport in fucking existence. And so the whole thing is they go, oh my god, we're 2 minutes left and we're a point down. There's no way that we can come back now.
Correct. To which Buddy gets the point. And they're like, yeah, we were a point down. Now we got a point.
A point.
Which means we
win. And they all cheer and celebrate, and the other team cries. And you're like, wait, but...
But they tied.
But that wouldn't that be a tie? But...
No, nobody wins.
No one wins! It's soccer!
What? Why did they all cheer? They didn't win.
They all cheer. And the coach that was the nasty boy that has had, again, who's the villain, who's had 3 minutes or less of screen time, who's been only been in those three scenes, the scene where he goes, I can't believe our team lost to a dog, I'm banning your dog, and then a third scene where he goes, okay, I guess that I can reinstate the dog because my son said so. Comes back, and he goes over and he goes, you know, that was an awesome game. Thanks for playing, guys, because he's had a total change of heart.
Wow, that buddy is dynamite.
Why has he had a... What's the impetus for him not...
Anyway,
right, and then the movie ends.
And then they show the U.S. soccer team for no reason at the end.
Yeah, then they show, like, 4 minutes of the U.S. soccer team where they have Bud comes in and fucking scores the winning goal for them because they couldn't have... The actual character
that was better than the dog.
That was better than the dog. That was the other thing, is they didn't even need Buddy to help them win games.
No, this movie could have just been about her joining the team, them realizing that having, like, teams split by gender is bad, and that you could just play soccer and enjoy the love of the sport. But no, it's about the dog being better than everyone else, and including the woman on the woman's team.
Except that they don't even show any of that or do any of it.
No.
Because he doesn't... Like I said, like they kept an even score almost the whole game. Well, Buddy's gone. In the first game, when they show Air Bud join, they get their ass kicked. Buddy and the girl can't even win their first game. And the coach makes the rest of the team practice, and then the rest of the team starts winning.
And they're down three players and still doing fine. Yeah.
They don't... There's literally no reason for anything to happen in this movie at all. Nothing matters, and there's no tension. It's the least... I know that we've... God, I hate always saying that it's the least tension something or whatever, because it always feels like we're doing that. But it's another one of those where I'm like... I don't know if we've seen a movie that has this little plot. It's so empty.
Nothing says nothing matters more than an Air Bud film. And that's it. Let's rate the dogs. So there's Buddy, which is an amalgamation of five different dogs.
Yes, because the original Buddy...
passed away, right?
Passed away. Yeah. He was only in the original. And then all the rest of them is Disney animating his corpse as if he's Walt Disney coming to rip your nuts off because you stole this tape. Because
you made a copy of this tape. Yeah. We've already rated Buddy. Buddy is 5 out of 10 for 5 dogs.
Correct.
There's Molly. Done this many times. Molly, we've already rated also. She is girl dog.
Molly's a sexism out of 10. Holy fuck.
And then there's 6 puppies. We rated 5 of those puppies already.
Yes, we did. Oh my god, we have to rate the secret 6 puppy.
We have to rate the secret 6 puppy given to the villain of this film. Mm. That is the only dog we can rate. I don't know how to rate this dog. This is like a shadowy figure. This dog might be in the background of every scene past this film, and we just haven't noticed it yet. Right?
It's so fucked up that they give this dog to this random man, too.
Yes.
Because
he was trying to kidnap and sell all the dogs in town.
Yes, and on top of that, like, the whole thing is that Air Bud, the dogs go missing, and it's like, oh my god, they stole his children. Like, Air Bud and Molly, to a very, very lesser extent, are... essentially people in this universe, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're at the point where they've played so many sports at this point, they've become superstars, they essentially talk later in the series.
True.
And his children were just kidnapped, and then they get them back, and he goes,
You can keep Steve, I don't want Steve.
I've never liked Steve.
My problem with rating the Shadow Puppy is I don't know what stereotype that dog is yet. And it's hard.
Is it racism dog, or is it other racism dog,
or is it other racism dog,
or is it sexist dog? We don't even know.
It's hard for me to rate the dog without knowing what stereotype it becomes later on in the Buddy franchise. So I think I'm gonna have to hold off on my rating until they introduce the 6th Buddy.
I feel like I'm gonna have to rate this, but I'm going to rate it with a scene that you might know, which is, you know, Air Bud, I care about all of my buddies.
I don't particularly care for Steve.
I care
so
about
Steve
all
Buddies.
My,
I don't particularly
all
care
my
for
buddies
Steve Buddy.
The same. I don't care. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
This is an I don't really care for Steve out of 10. Sorry, Steve Buddy. I apologize that you got to leave the franchise. Wait, actually, maybe Steve Buddy is the best buddy. He
yeah,
got to leave.
I guess. That's Air Bud, World Pup. I guess.
I hate that you made me sit through this morning. I hate that you made me sit through this morning. We don't ever have to do another one of these ever again. Every time that I think that they can't be worse, they're worse. Yeah. This felt more painful than the 40 minutes of volleyball montage movie that's the fifth Air Bud movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How? How is it worse than that?
Well, I don't make the rules. Technically, it's our audience that gives us an assignment in a demo tape form that I have to watch.
Okay, yeah.
So
we got to know how many to
order. Talk about it when people want to rent movies. Yeah.
That's how we're going to make money off this podcast, you see. We're going to open up a rental store.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
Dog rentals. That's Rough Cuts Entertainment coming to a local empty Blockbuster near you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take them back over. We're bringing it back, baby.
You can, of course, follow us on social media at Co-host and Blue Sky for Rough Cuts Cast, or just Rough Cuts.
Yeah, then you can know when our launch is happening, our grand opening.
You can also email us at roughcutscast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can support us on Patreon and get our 50 cents back for this.
and the hours of our life that you went out and, like, found this at a flea market somewhere to buy for the podcast. And then you buy in a VHS. The more realistic thing is you buy in a VHS and a capture card and hooking all of it up and doing all that work.
And then troubleshooting and then ordering a remote for the original one because the universal remote you bought didn't work. So you had to track down a real one. Yeah.
I really respect how... You all don't realize how much work Boyx puts into finding this absolute shit to make my mornings miserable. Like, he does so much work to make me sad. It's unreal. So you should really appreciate this man. I know I don't.
Yeah.
Somebody has to appreciate what he does to me.
What's that? Oh, sorry. I think Walt Disney's at my door. 1 second.
Oh, yeah. You better answer that.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I'm coming. Holy shit!
Oh my god, it's nuts! Holy, he's just going right for them! It's a bloodbath!
What do you think Dad's thinking right now?
What do you think Dad's thinking right now?
Think he knows
this is a demo tape
only. This is a demo tape. We cannot resell it.
I know he'd like Patrick.
Yeah. Come on.
He'd be very happy that I found
then no fucking copy of your tapes, alright? You'll go to jail.
He does love us a lot. Remember.
Have we become bitter about dogs being able to play sports? Is that the problem? Is it us? Are we the problem?
No. 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 No.
Are you
no,
sure?
No, no. I'm sure. Yes, 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 I'm sure.
I don't know.